12 minutes to 10 on the news hour of Racing HQ. Let's go and have a chat with David Ellis from Tiako Stud in New Zealand. They've got some nice horses back in work heading towards Sydney and Melbourne Spring Carnival. Morning, David.
Morning, Andrew.
I hope it's not too cool or wet over there, mate.
Well, it's actually a beautiful day. We had a frost this morning, the high of about 13 degrees. But it's very sunny and just magnificent.
Geez, you're rubbing it in, mate. We've been awfully wet in Sydney over the last little while, and some areas are really getting nippy out in the country area. So you're rubbing it in a little bit this morning.
Well, it's pretty cold, but it's just a magnificent spell of weather.
All right, that sounds good. Well, I just wanted to take a few minutes with you, Dave, if I can, on one of your popular horses, Tiako Shark, who, as we know, has raced half a dozen times and has only suffered the one loss. How's the four-year-old doing?
He's coming to hand really well, Andrew. He spelled well. We gave him a long spell through the summer and autumn, and he had his first bit of three-quarter pace last Saturday morning, and Jamie Richards is really happy with the way he's coming to hand.
Yeah, he's got. How many has he changed as he approaches his five-year-old life?
I think he's probably just matured, strengthened a little bit. But he certainly, I saw him in the stable. I was over in Matamata yesterday, and he's certainly a very happy horse and hitting out very freely, which is the most important thing with him.
I guess the early stages of a preparation, you're starting to think about it. I think the ultimate goal, you'd love to get him to a Cox Plate.
Yes, we would. But we'd love to win a race like the Epsom on the way. I think he'd be really well weighted in an Epsom handicap. And we'd probably give him two runs before the Epsom and then straight from the Epsom to Cox Plate.
Okay, that tells us that you've got a very high opinion. That's no surprise given his record.
Yeah, he's only been beaten once. He's a horse by Rip Van Winkle. And I bought him at the Ready to Run sale at New Zealand Bloodstock sale in November. And he's shown a lot from day one.
Just with him, you mentioned going from a Tab Epsom at a mile to the Cox Plate of 2040, obviously both in big Group 1 races. He's obviously a horse that can just do it comfortably with a little gap between runs.
Yeah, he's a pretty clean winded horse and doesn't seem to need a lot of work. And when he won his last start, he went 5 weeks between races from 1400 to 1600. And he seems to, you know, enjoy that.
Sounds like you're just in the right place, that with time he's just matured and strengthened and now he's ready to go into these big races.
Yes, it's a pretty exciting time, and he's owned by a lot of the boys from the Cronulla Sharks in Sydney.
Yep.
So they're pretty excited that we're bringing him to Sydney first too.
You might have to get the PM out, mate, Prime Minister Morrison, seeing he's a big Sharks fan.
Oh, well, more the better.
Yeah, exactly. Just a couple of other quick ones. Embellish, is he back?
Embellish is standing this season at Cambridge Stud.
Okay. Righto, I must admit I've missed that along the road. So obviously being retired and standing at a... Well, they're putting a lot of work into Cambridge, aren't they, Dave?
Oh, it's just quite incredible what Brendan and Joe Lindsay are doing. It's really going to be up there with, you know, the best studs in the world. It's quite incredible, and they've bought a lot of international mares, a lot of yearling fillies, in the last couple of years, and a lot of mares from Europe, and they're really going to take racing and breeding in particular in New Zealand to another level. I think the size of their commitment is shown by their new stallion, the Roaring Lion, and that's just another example of their commitment to making a success of what they're doing.
Yep, understand. I'm nervous now because I didn't realise Embellish had been retired. What about Age of Fire?
We're looking for a home for Age of Fire at the moment. He's a Group 1 winning son of Fastnet Rock, but a decision hasn't been made on his future yet.
Okay, but it could be at stud if you get the right deal.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, David, we thank you for joining us just to get an update on particularly Tiako Shark. We can't wait for the preparations of all these spring horses to begin. We don't want to wish away our life, but we're excited about these horses. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Okay, Andrew, no problem.